Welcome back to the History of German Dance. This is informative pieces of what you probably see at a Powell and an etiquette and sights, sounds, people, staff, and also history. This is a little bit about my history with singing and dancing. The singing part, like I said, I've been at it for 40 plus years. And we are now we talked about my first three teachers. And some more about my third teacher now. He was an incredible human being, this guy. And he had an incredible voice. And he made his own songs. And that always intrigued me. And he says to me one day, "I need you to come to my house." He says, I got something to show you. And he said, "Can you make it there this weekend?" And he lived in Kegel Lake at the time. And I said, "Yeah, sure." And so I went there. And his wife, she always had a smile on her face when she'd see me. She was just this, like this mischievous smile when she'd look at me. Like she knew a secret or something, you know. And she was just bursting in her smile for me to tell me that whatever she wanted to tell me. And she would just look at me and smile, and I'd say, "What?" And she'd say, "Oh, nothing." So that would, you know, it just, it would kind of send me a little bit wild. What? You know, we'd go back and forth, and she'd, nothing, you know. She'd look up in the air, and, you know, I miss that old lady. She was, like, really, really cool. And anyway, so I get to his house, and he says, "You want to eat?" I was like, "Well, yeah, okay, I'll eat." Oh, by the way, you know, I kind of like biked out to his house from Cass Lake on a paddle bike. And I was young at the time. I was probably about 15 years old. It was quite a ways, but I made it out there, so I figured I was going to stay the night. And so then I got there and I ate and we talked. And he also got me drinking coffee too, you know. He always had a cup of coffee. And he got me drinking his coffee. And so we'd sit there and we're sitting there in the afternoon sun outside his house there and drinking coffee. And he says, "Hey," he says, "I got something to show you." "Called you out here for." So he brought me back inside, and then we went downstairs, and in one corner of his basement there he had all of these reel to reel tapes, and he had cassettes, because cassettes were coming in at the time. But he had all these reel-to-reels, and those were older than the cassettes as recording devices. And he puts on a reel-to-reel, and he had the reel-to-reel players also. And he puts on these old songs. And he's sitting there. And I... looking at him, and I'm, you know, I kind of see a tear rolling down his eye there, and I didn't know what to say. And I looked at him, I said, "You okay?" He goes, "Oh," he says, "I'm just remembering, he said, all of the old ones, he said, that were old when I was young. And the things they said to me, he said, you see these recorders here? I said, yeah. He said, they never would have believed that in their day that they would see something like that. And some of them would say, you know, they could hardly believe the cars and stuff like that. But, you know, we listened to a bunch of more songs. It was like he knew every tape and every reel to reel. And he would say, oh, this song, you know, we call this the potato song or something like that, you know. And we'd sit there and we'd laugh, you know. And he'd tell a little story of why they called it that. And so, you know, we'd sit there and we'd learn some of these songs. And so he'd say to me, hey, what's that potato song? You know, and so I'd have to remember all his tunes for him, you know, so I'd kind of like hum the song. Oh, yeah, he'd say. And then right away, of course, he'd get the song. So, and then we'd sing those songs, some of those older ones. And then we'd sing his newer ones that he made, too. So he had a big bag full of songs. And one day I asked him, I said, how many songs do you know? He said, you know, he said, I never thought of that. He said, one day, he said, I'll tell you how many songs I know. He said, maybe I can remember. He said, how many songs I know, he said, and I can tell you how many songs that I learned in the past and up to this day, he says. And then including the songs I made, he said, I'll give you a roundabout number about how many songs I know or learned. So, you know, it was probably maybe about 4 years later that, you know, we're sitting there one day and he tells me his answer. You know, he says, remember that when you asked me how many songs I know? He said, you know, I, thinking about that, he says, all them songs, he said, down in my basement, he says, I never learned them, he said, but I heard them. He said, I never sang every single one. He said, so I can't really say I know those songs. He said, even though I've heard them. He said, but the ones I sang, he said, I probably got around 5,000 songs, he said, maybe that I know, that I've sang, he said, or that I've made, including what I made, he said. So that was kind of amazing to me, you know, because that somebody could know that many songs. And then I looked at him and I thought, well, geez, he's a pretty old guy, you know, it kind of would make sense. Because he was always constantly singing and always constantly making songs, and he always had a recorder next to him, and he'd grab a tape recorder and start recording and sing a song. By the end of the day, you know, you'd have he'd get those 30-minute tapes. He always thought those were better, and by the end of the day he'd have one filled up the songs. So, and that's probably about a good 20-30 songs a day. So that was plus the ones that we'd learn and sing. Yeah, I really miss that old bugger. That's what I was calling him, old bugger. But anyway, we're coming to an end for the History of Drum and Dance, and I appreciate you all listening. Definitely see you back here again next week, and we'll talk a little bit more about my history of song, drum and dance. So once again, thanks for tuning on in. Thanks for listening. This is the History of Drum and Dance, and we'll see you again next week. Miigwech.